Yo, what's up, Gen Z? Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of real talk about leveling up that life. Ever feel like you're running on fumes, like a phone with 1% battery? But everyone expects you to be firing on all cylinders? Listen, I get it. You're juggling school, jobs, social media, relationships, and probably trying to figure out your purpose in the universe, all while looking fire. AF. But let me tell you something. If you ain't prioritizing your physical health, you're playing this game on hard mode. This isn't some cliché gym bro rant, okay? It's about recognizing that your body is your temple, your ride or die, and if you treat it like a rental car, well, let's just say things aren't going to end well. Today, we're diving deep into the importance of physical health. Not for some Instagram-worthy aesthetic, but because your mental game, your energy levels, even your success and everything else, hinges on how you treat this magnificent machine you call a body. Let's break it down. 5 key takeaways to get you fired up and ready to rock your physical health. First things first. Movement is not just about getting ripped or scoring that summer bod. It's about feeling alive, about getting those endorphins pumping, and giving your brain the fuel it needs to function at its peak. Think of it like this. Your brain is a high-performance computer, but if you don't give it regular power cycles and maintenance checks, it's gonna start glitching out hard. So get that body moving. Dance like nobody's watching, because they probably aren't. Take the stairs instead of the elevator, or hit the gym. Find something you enjoy, because, let's be real, no one wants to dread their workout routine. Second up, food is fuel, not just a cheat code for late-night cravings. We're not saying you have to ditch pizza forever. Sorry, not sorry, pizza lovers. But being mindful of what you put into your body makes a world of difference. Think about it. Would you pour cheap gas into your car and expect it to run smoothly? Nah. Treat yourself like the high-performance machine you are and fuel up with whole foods, fresh fruits and veggies, and lean protein. Thirdly, sleep is not for the weak. This one's tough for us, Gen Zers who thrive on late-night binges and early morning deadlines. But trust me, when your body's craving shut-eye, it's trying to tell you something. Aim for 7-9 hours of quality sleep every night. It's like hitting the reset button, allowing your brain to recharge and your body to repair itself. Think of it as investing in your future self. Fourth, stress management is not optional, it's essential. You're constantly bombarded with information, deadlines, and social pressure. That's a recipe for burnout city. Find healthy ways to de-stress, whether it's meditation, yoga, hitting the gym, yes, again. Or just chilling out with your favorite playlist and a cup of tea. Remember, taking care of your mental health is just as important as physical well-being. And lastly, hydration is key, people. Water is like the lifeblood of your body. It helps everything function properly, from digestion to brain power. So ditch those sugary sodas and energy drinks and opt for good old H2O. Keep a water bottle with you at all times and sip throughout the day. Okay, real talk time. Picture this. You're walking into that important meeting, presenting your ideas with confidence and crushing it like the boss you are. But wait, your stomach is grumbling, your brain feels foggy, and you're dragging yourself through the day. You know what I mean? You've probably felt that way before, right? That's neglecting your physical health calling all the shots. It affects everything. So here's the mic drop. Prioritize your physical well-being, Gen Z. Get moving. Fuel your body with good stuff. Sleep like a champ. Manage that stress. And hydrate like a thirsty cactus. Trust me, it's the ultimate cheat code for success in all areas of life. Don't just scroll past this. Take action. DM me your workout routine. Tag me in your healthy meals on TikTok. Or share your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Remember, we're in this together. Now go out there and be the alpha versions of yourselves. And don't forget to follow, rate, and share the podcast. Let's spread the real talk love.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.